USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Threats of violence and actual violence against the justices, of course, strike at the heart of our democracy. We will do everything we can to prevent them and to hold people who do them accountable.
Attorney General Merrick Garland's comments on Wednesday as a man was arrested near Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh's home. The man was charged with attempted murder. Authorities say he was carrying a gun, a knife, pepper spray, and zip ties. Some of those affected by a recent deadly mass shooting are telling their stories.
And he stood there and shot my teacher and told my teacher goodnight and shot her in the head. And then he shot some of my classmates.
During a house hearing, 11-year-old Maya Cirillo also saying she no longer feels safe at school. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
The national average for the price of regular gas is up 4 cents from Tuesday to $4.95 a gallon. The statewide average is now $5 a gallon or higher in the District of Columbia and 16 states, led by California at $6.39 a gallon. Georgia is the lowest in the nation at $4.37 a gallon. As one president is boycotting this week's Summit of the Americas, other countries are changing who they send to the summit. From the USA Radio News West Coast News Bureau, Lance Pry explains.
The decision by Mexico's president to boycott this week's Summit of the Americas for regional leaders in Los Angeles, California, has influenced other leaders. As President Biden was not inclusive to other countries in our region, key nations in Central America are following President Obrador's lead by dispatching only lower-level delegates instead of their leaders.
This is USA Radio News.
Suspense.
The shadow knows.
Mystery in the air. Starring Peter Lorre.
I am the Whistler. And I know many things, for I walk by night.
The greatest radio shows of all time. Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or at our webpage, classicradio.stream. That's classicradio.stream, or search your favorite podcast app.
With inflation near a 40-year high, Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen says government spending from the American Rescue Plan is not a key reason behind it. Montana Republican Senator Steve Daines tells Fox and Friends that the inflation is causing significant harm for Americans.
This is a reality that the administration is living in that's not real. It's truly an alternative reality. It is a fairy tale that they're living in at the moment.
Another coronavirus vaccine is one step closer to being available.
A more traditional kind of COVID-19 vaccine is one step closer to becoming the fourth option for U.S. adults. Advisors to the FDA voted Tuesday to recommend authorization of shots made by Novavax. It's a protein vaccine, a more conventional technology than the dominant Pfizer and Moderna shots, and the lesser-used Johnson & Johnson option. If the FDA ultimately agrees, the Novavax shots could be an option for adults who haven't yet received the vaccine. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
Mortgage demand is the lowest in 22 years. The Mortgage Bankers Association reports total mortgage applications fell 6.5% last week to the lowest level since 2000. Applications to buy homes fell 7%, and applications to refinance current mortgages fell another 6%. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.